it is National Night Out. No doubt the city you're in or the Ville or the Bury or anything, they're all having one. And that includes over there in the Fords and in the Ados of the Alvarados. Because,
getting to know you.
A little while back there, and we were hanging out, part of our handshake tour at Massey's Barbecue in Alvarado. And got to meet some of the amazing staff right there that help lead the community within the city of Alvarado. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, I tempted fate.
I've seen you, haven't I?
No, probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Are we related?
No.
Coronado, class of 97?
Absolutely not.
Brewer, 84?
Nope.
What was your name?
Tanya Roberts.
Okay. And
I am the city code enforcement officer currently.
You're code enforcement?
Code enforcement,
in
yes.
Alvarado.
Actually, we've actually changed the name to neighborhood services. So
that's
we're
brilliant.
Friendly.
That's,
friendly.
Yeah, because I yeah. right there, it stopped me in my tracks. I don't even,
absolutely.
I'm wondering if my lawn's mowed right now. Is it?
Well, you know, we're about to put some programs in place to help people with their lawns. So.
Oh, well, it's probably people that really like would need the help. What about, do you have any programs for just, I don't want to do it program people? Can we pass legislation?
I doubt it.
Let's bring the hammer down. Well, I'll work a grassroots effort, maybe, is what I'll try. Grassroots. Hey.
Hey, grassroots. Awesome.
What is, this is interesting, though, the code enforcement land. It's, what is, like, the most just generically common thing that y'all run into?
High grass and weeds or okay. junk vehicles.
Yeah, spotted from the highway type stuff. What's, like, some of the weirdest, like, things from, like, 30 years ago or something that, you know, the statute of limitations is out?
No statute of limitations.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can't have statute of limitations of any kind in your yard. No statutes of limitations.
No statutes of limitations. Okay. Or statutes of limitations.
Or limitations on statutes.
Or limitations on...
Maybe too many statutes.
Lemon stand.
Oh.
Lemonade. You know, kids okay. can sell lemonade without a permit.
See, that's important. What if I wanted to paint my house like fuchsia brown? I mean, something that isn't even just a thing, and it's just, whoa.
You know, at this point, the state of Texas doesn't even allow us to tell you what type of material to put on your house, so I think you could probably paint your house whatever color you'd like.
You know, we were in Tool, Texas by 7 points the other day.
Where that's at.
Yeah, yeah, and there was a sign some guy had put in his yard pointing at another saying, meth sold here, with an arrow.
I've seen those signs before.
Would that get code enforcement involved?
If I could see it from the road.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. You've got great event coming up here. Tell
yes,
everybody about it.
And it is from 5:30 until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It is over here at the reunion, Old Settlers Reunion Grounds.
Okay, yeah.
Here in Alvarado,
yeah.
yes.
Pioneer Days.
Yes.
Exactly
Pioneer Days,
that.
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
It's for the entire community.
It's National Night Out?
National Night Out.
Yes.
And so it's for the community, and they will have popcorn and bounce houses. They'll have a lot of vendor booths out there. We'll have Christmas in Action out there and have some different vendors out there to help people around in the community.
See, there you go. Code enforcement, so friendly, incredibly friendly.
We are incredibly friendly.
Yes. Y'all don't Perfect. Ever go to Crowley, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Yay! All right.
There it is.
So
Tanya.
Sweet.
Neighborhood Services.
Get it right.
Rebranded for a nicer, happier, better manicured lawn for you. That's it. Alvarado tonight, National Night Out all over.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.